The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For many of us, today is the day of Arafah, very important time. So I thought it would be good to dedicate our session today to exploring significance of the day of Arafah. I am going to quote some hadith from Man La Yahdhuruhu Al-Faqih by the late Sheikh Saduq. In second volume, in the edition which has four volumes, the second volume, page 210. From 201, he starts talking about merits of Hajj, but from page 210, it's about Araf. Hadith 2179. The hadith before this is about Mina. So now we are talking about Araf. The hadith number 2179 is Valhaju Ida Vakafa Bi Arafat Kharaja Min Dhunubi. When pilgrims to Mecca, Hujjaj, they do wukuf in Arafat, they come out of their sins. This hadith is actually from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And previously, under 2154, Sheikh Saduq had mentioned part of this hadith. Here he doesn't mention the name of Imam, but we know that it is from Imam Sadiq. Some Jamil has quoted this from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So this needs reflection. Haji spends many days in Mecca. Mecca is where Masjidul Haram is. Inside Masjidul Haram is Kaaba. Haji does tawaf, salatu tawaf, sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Inside Mecca, close to Kaaba, which are very, very important. And nadharu ila al-Kaaba ibadah, looking at Kaaba is ibadah. But there is something special about Arafat. And wukuf in Arafat is very special. It's one of the arkan of Hajj. You have to have either wukuf ikhtiyari or, if not possible, istirari, so that your Hajj is, you know, valid. You need wukuf in Arafat. And when it comes to spiritual side, it's where you are freed from burden of sins. So when Haji moves from Arafat to Mash'ar, the sins are forgiven. So it's not like a new journey. It's like where we were, you know, we were when we were born with purity, with, you know, innocence. 2180, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, Ma yaqifu al ahadun ala tilkal jibal barrun wala fajirun illa stajaba Allahu lah. It's very moving, very specialness. According to this hadith, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, and Shaykh al-Saduq, Shaykh al-Ta'ifa quotes this hadith, that no one does wukuf on those hills which are there on Arafat. Of course, when you are muhram, you know, check with your marja where you should be during wukuf, because you know it might be problematic. Some of those hills might go out of the permitted area, so you have to be careful whether you can climb or not. That's other things. But spiritually, Imam says that if someone goes on those hills when they are permitted to be climbed, استجاب الله, Allah would answer their call. Bar or fajr, the good person or bad person, with a difference. فَأَمَّا الْبَرُّ فَيُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ فِي آخِرَتِهِ وَالدُّنْيَا. If he's a good person, a muttaqi, God-fearing person, his du'as for dunya will be answered, his du'as for akhirah will be answered. وَأَمَّا الْفَاجِرْ فَيُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. But if someone is a sinful person, du'as for money, for car, for job would be accepted. But du'as for high ranks in heaven, for example, closeness to the Prophet, for shafa'ah, etc., may not be accepted. But it's amazing that even a fajr, if benefits from being in Arafat on those hills, has such power. The next hadith, 2181, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Before I read the hadith, there is a term I explain, kura. Kura means al-madinatu wal-nahiyah, city, region, area. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, ma min rajulin min ahl kuratin waqafa bi'arafa min al-mu'minin illa ghafarallahu li'ahl tilka al-kura min al-mu'minin. There is no person from a city, from a land, doing wukuf in Arafah among mu'minin. So if one mu'mina is doing wukuf of Arafah, and he or she is from a city, from a town, unless ghafarallahu, Allah would forgive him, not him only or her only. We said kharaja min dhunubihi before. Ghafarallahu li ahli tilka al-kura min al-mu'minin. Allah would forgive all people of that town who are mu'min. So if someone has gone from a city, all people who are also in that city and not gone to Hajj, inshallah, they will benefit. This is why, you know, we should pray for those who are doing Hajj, and they should also remember us, because their presence there is like representing all community. And Allah gives for themselves, but gives also something for the community that has sent them, has supported them, has encouraged them. These are important things. You know, when someone says, I want to go to Hajj, people should help, should support, should encourage. Say, MashaAllah, that's great. What can we do for you when you are going? What can we do when you are there, your family, etc., when they come to visit them, to show respect? This makes sure that they are representing us. This makes sure that we are part of the same family. It's very important.
وما من رجل وقف بعرفة من أهل بيت من المؤمنين إلا غفر الله لأهل ذلك البيت من المؤمنين.
No person goes to Arafah, does wukuf in Arafah from a family, a household of mu'mineen, unless Allah forgive all the household. So for example, you are from a family that are scattered all over the world. Maybe most of them are not living with you in that city. Allah forgives people of that mu'mineen of the city that you live. And Allah forgive your Ahl Bayt even if they are in other places. Because you are representing, you belong to community and to your Ahl Bayt, to your family. Both of them will benefit from this.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.